Have you seen that scratchy black and white camera footage that's available of the Tasmanian tiger? It seems to be the only footage available of the Tasmanian tiger that I'm aware of. You could tell me if you know of more. But there's good news with an announcement from the Tasmanian Tiger Archives Facebook group that brand new footage has been uncovered. How cool is that? Mike Williams joins me now from the Tasmanian Tiger Archives. Hey, Mike.
Hello, Lucy.
You must be over the moon with this news.
Well, my friends, Brandon Holmes and Gareth Lynn, as well as myself, of course, are really excited. We didn't think we'd find anything when we were trawling through the State Library and Archives Service, and we thought when we were digging up that particular material that the footage would be well known, but then we went back and looked at the database of what is out there and then realised we'd struck tiger gold.
So tell us what it looks like. What is happening? What can you see in this vision?
Well, basically, it's 7 seconds of the tiger on home video that was played. It was a gentleman called Bester. His family is quite wealthy in Hobart. He collected a lot of material. We believe that someone in the family might have shot parts of the footage. We're not quite sure. And we know the footage would have been filmed between 1933 and 1936. In actual fact, before this footage was discovered or rediscovered, there was 5 clips from Tassie in the Boomerang Sioux in both locations, and 2 clips overseas. Now, this one's brought to 6. So it's fairly sad, but fairly important too, that this one finally appeared.
And it was only made really a few days ago, wasn't it, this finding?
Well, we only found it inside the library archives on the 5th of March.
Wow, that's awesome. So how hard was it to go through the archives, and is this something you were doing on a regular basis?
Oh, we all were, yeah. We were trying from different angles because a lot of the times you'll see something listed. It'll be like a photo of a Tassie tiger. And so you think, well, maybe this is the chance where someone hasn't listed it. And, of course, 99% of the time when we finally flush out the file, it'll be something that we recognise, or it'll be a really obscure photo that still was in the public domain, but not everyone is aware of it. But we're tiger nerds, and especially my friend Gareth and Brandon, they're very good in the tool. I found the footage other day from the information they were giving me, and then we started looking at it carefully, going, hang on, this doesn't... And then we realised, okay, this is gold.
Yeah, absolute gold. I'm looking at it right now, and you can see the tiger's face so clearly. Has it just... maybe shown you a different angle to the tiger you hadn't really seen before?
Yeah, it has. It's a different form of locomotion too. In some of the videos, they look a bit agitated. There's one clip of a family, but this is interesting because it's not agitated. It seems fairly relaxed, as much as you can be from being a wild animal that was captured and that was free until 1931 and then placed in that cage until... We believe this is the same animal that died in and was filmed by David Flay in 33. And then died in 36.
What's going to happen to this vision now?
Well, it's safe because the State Library and Archives Service, which have been fantastic helping us go through all the footage, they've always got the original. I don't have the original, I just have a copy.
Mm. Lucy Braden here with you on Drive at 17 past 6, and Mike Williams is my guest, one of the members of the Tasmanian Tiger Archives Facebook group. Tell me about getting involved in this group, Mike. Why did you decide to do it? Where does the fascination of the Tasmanian tiger for you come from?
Well, I've been travelling to Tassie since... I live in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. I've been travelling to Tassie because I love it since about 2003. And then I started hearing stories about the tiger, and then, like every man and his dog, I started to produce a book on it. I'm at about the 8,000 mark at the moment. And then about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, we formed the Tiger Group, the Tassie Tiger Archives Group, for people just to obsess about the tiger and collect data. We collect folklore, art, history, just on the page. It's just Tasmania-centric. A lot of people go to other places and things, but we just stick to Tasmania. And a lot of nerds, it's a crowdsourcing sort of effort. So a lot of nerds I'll say, has anyone seen this paper? And then someone will go, I've got this. And so we share information around.
Oh, I love that you're a Tassie tiger nerd.
I'm not the true nerd. I'm a very light nerd. There's other nerds where... I was at Tassie recently for the National Threatened Species Day. We opened up Boomerang Sioux with the council's help, of course, and I've taken my friend Gareth, who's Welsh, through different parts of the museum, and he knows, he can look at skins and tell you who actually captured them. He's nerd central.
Might have to talk to him one day as well. So when I first found out about this story, I thought, oh, it's just someone who thinks they've seen some vision of the Tasmanian tiger. I wonder if it really is out there. What do you think, Mike? Is the Tasmanian tiger actually out there?
Oh, okay. Now, it's a completely separate question.
It is.
Well, I'll put on my crazy hat. And I'm in a minority of researchers and believe it possibly could be there. I want it to be there.
We want to believe, don't we?
Yeah, I want to believe. In the meantime, I could be just happy finding material about it, because to me it's a way of appraising and placing this animal on a pedestal, because we did atrocious things to it. That's why we built the September the 7th. As National Threatened Species Day, because that's the last day the tiger died. So I think it's iconic animal, and it's sort of it just strengthens the bonds with history and conservation efforts by actually bringing up data like this on the tiger. And I would love to believe it's roaming out there somewhere.
Oh, wouldn't that be special? Annie in Montrose says, my mum saw the last Tasmanian tiger at the Beaumaris Zoo when she was 8 years old. She said she felt sorry for the tiger. It looked so sad, trapped in the enclosure. Where can people see this vision of the Tasmanian tiger?
If you go to the Mercury website, it was up there a while ago. If you go to the Mercury website newspaper and have a look inside as a search function in Tasmanian tiger, you can find it there. It was up there about 2 hours ago. If you go to YouTube and type in, if you go to the group itself, you can go and see it. If you go to YouTube and type in recently discovered Tasmanian tiger footage, that'll come up as well.
Perfect. Lots of places to go and find it. It's great vision. We might have to try and put it on our own Facebook page as well at ABC Hobart. Mike, thank you and congratulations on this discovery.
No worries, Lucy.